Hey, welcome to Team Time, bringing you Lucas United news and discussion. So, we're finally here, last game of the season, and we've got a lot at stake. We've got Everton at St James Park in which is a crucial game, you know, and we can define the upcoming transfer window in terms of the targets and just a general feeling around the club, especially now, that if we can defeat Everton today, it really gives us a big leg up for next season and continues the project, which will help us probably not necessarily secure but settle some players. Because I've been hearing rumours about players like Anthony Gordon, a bit unsettled, with obviously everyone hears the rumours about Alexander Isak. Basically every day that he'll probably sign that new contract that's being mooted, and it just helped give an extra buzz around the city, which is coupled with the Carabao Cup win, which to be honest is has been season defining, I feel, because midway during the season, I'm not going to act like I was one of the people who was a bit disappointed with how things were going. But from, I think it was January or late December onwards, we've been a lot more consistent with the displays. And even the games where we struggled a bit, we gritted it out. And when disappointments have came, we've rebounded very quickly, reacted effectively, and being a force to be reckoned with. And that's what all I want to see, you know, that line that's been shown many times, that we don't demand a team that wins, we demand a club that tries, you know, and that's what you see every week in, week out, that the lads always give their best, and Eddie Howe is the one who keeps everything together, and I'm personally a fan of him. Like I've said before, certain things I don't agree with the way he does things at certain points, but on the whole, I like his philosophy, and he's shown a lot of growth since even when he was a Bournemouth manager, when he came to Newcastle, he was known for attacking play, but not so much the defensive side, and since he's been at Newcastle, he's shown both sides that he can create a team that can attack and score goals at times at will, it seems, and also knows how to defend, and at times will rub teams up the wrong way, basically with what we call the dark arts, which is epitomised by players like Joe Linton, especially, you know, that teams will call us physical, and some people say dirty, which I don't feel this right, because I've never, there's not many times we've seen players from Newcastle do things that really make you question what they're up to. But just that general change in philosophy where we're not treading water, we're actually trying to attack each game and win it like it's the last one we're ever gonna play. And that's how I like to see football be played. That teams will put everything on the line and try to win, regardless of the opponent or the situation. So yeah, we're going into this game against Everton. A lot of people are saying it's basically done and dusted, but I know Eddie Howe will quickly correct that type of attitude, that it can't be complacent. We have to take Everton seriously. And regardless of whether they're on an emotional come down from last week being the last game at Goodison Park, or you've got players out injured, or some players who are out of contract, or, you know, things of that nature, or some people don't want to be injured, or some people just aren't that interested because they're safe in their position, they can't move up or down. At the end of the day, we're up against a professional football club who have shown that they can win games. So I feel they have will have focused the lads, and they're being incentivized regardless, because they want to finish the season on a high. They've worked incredibly hard. They've had an incredibly high moment this season, and they want to add to that by finishing very strongly and getting that Champions League place. So I feel that that we will get the victory, but it will be hard for them, because Everton aren't a pushover like any club in the Premier League. They're there for a reason. Nobody is there to give out points. You have to earn them, and that's what Newcastle have done throughout the season. Even at times when we're struggling, we've managed to come back and made a very good account of ourselves. We hold our destiny in our own hands, so there can be no complaints if things go wrong today. And I don't feel that I feel that they are fully focused on getting this victory and finishing off the season. I've heard that Alexander Isak may be available for the game, but it's either he'll start and come off early, or anyhow we'll hold him back and bring him on early in the second half, which is, I feel, is more likely. You know, I feel that we can get a goal without him on the pitch, because we had those chances against Arsenal last week, and we really should have buried one at least. But it's just, I don't know, I think they were a bit tight in terms of the just the finishing aspect, because in that first half of the game, we should have been at least 2-0 up. David Raya played very well, but some of the chances should have been converted. And I just felt like it was just a bit of anxiety. And it was a very good game against Arsenal. It was unfortunate to lose. And like I said in my previous broadcast, that that, you know, it was taken very seriously by Arsenal. And that's how we're taken by clubs now, that no one sees us as a meme or a joke, that Newcastle are a serious club to be reckoned with, and you have to bring your A game, otherwise you could be on the end of a very heavy defeat, to put it politely. So I feel like most of the team's going to be there. I don't think Joe Linton's available. Jim Trippier would like to be on the bench. Wilson available. I'm wondering about him personally, whether I hear of what's his name, whether he'll be used. And Anthony Gordon, I don't know if he'll start. I think Jacob Murphy and Barnes will probably be on the bench. Gordon's been a bit flaky recently, but Eddie Howe might also use that 3-4-3 type formation again, which I thought has been working. It's been quite effective, because it gave Arsenal a lot of headaches, especially in the first half. I feel that it gave Everton quite a few headaches. And with their backline being a bit in disarray, if their preferred starters out, I feel like either the 4-3-3 or the 3-4-3 stroke 5-4-1 out of position will be used. But it's a solid formation, and it gives us a lot of options. The way that we interchange players in their positions will cause a headache for them. Everton, the way Dino De Vermaelen was up on the field last week, causing Arsenal a lot of headaches. And if Gordon does start, him moving around will cause a lot of headaches as well. Yeah, so it'll probably be, I think it will be the 3-4-3 with open goal, Dan Burn, Sven Bartman, Fabian Schur at the centre backs, then you've got Livermore and Murphy at the wing backs with Tonali and Bruno G in midfield. And then it'd be Gordon, Wilson, Barnes, that makes sense, that to use something like that, because it does give us a lot of options, and due to the depth, the lack of depth in the squad, you want to give us as many options as possible to try and attack Everton as quickly as possible and try and get off at least a goal to now by the half. So I thought that would be the formation and lineup. I would like to see Willa Sula play ball. He still does showcase that rawness. I can make you understand why Eddie Howe doesn't really trust him. But although he's lacking a couple of yards now, he still understands the game and knows how to be a headache to pause in a position. So it makes sense to continue with him and just hopefully make a goal and then get Alexander Isak come for the second half to finish the job off. So yeah, I'm looking forward to this game. I do feel we'll win, maybe 3-1 or 3-0. Yeah, so I'm just looking forward to it and hope you are too. And yeah, that's about it from me. So wherever you are, have a good morning, afternoon, evening, night. And away the lads, let's get this done. Peace.